Thanks for tuning in to the Prime Nostalgia, the podcast dedicated to entertainment from childhood. That's 80s, 90s, the latest 2000s. Because Prime, you know it all. And Lee Boy be wild. And he's from all that. Dropping gems for you to find. So that's orange, the lightest line. Prime time is all the time. We talking about the classics, and there's so many. That's Lee Boy TV and Prime.
What's up? It's me, the LEEBOY TV. Look, I rocked the crust out of my eye. I'm out in Indiana, man. I'm trying to do my best. You know, we doing an impromptu show, but you know, we got something to talk about today, and I got some special guests, a special guest with me. First of all, Prime, say what's up to the people.
I was like, you gonna forget the mainstay? Come on, man.
No, I ain't gonna forget, man. Come on.
It just messed up the whole flow. Well, yeah, what's up?
What you mean we messed it up, man? We keeping it we rolling out here. It's the goddamn Prime Nostalgia podcast. You know, we here for a critical moment in history. We're going to talk about it for sure. But on top of that, we're going to have a topic where we're going to build on some Will Smith stuff. Y'all know what's going on. But before I get into that, let me tell you about my special guest. I got a guy right here. Man, first of all, this guy showed us some major love to the All That cast. Came out with a dope, it's a mini doc, you know what I'm saying? We don't get too much love online, so it's always good when someone salute the whole cast. And then on top of that, he's a staple up at a great venue of information, comedy hype. My guy K Rob, I know I didn't butcher the whole intro. I'm BSing out here. K Rob, tell him what's up, man. Just say hi to the people.
No, what's up? How you doing, people? I appreciate that, brother. I mean, and again about the video, it was my pleasure. Absolutely. Like I said, I grew up watching you guys, or with you guys. I'm not that younger than y'all, but I appreciate it. And I appreciate you having me on the podcast, brother. And I appreciate Prime as well.
No doubt.
It's a long time coming. It's some, you know, we've been talking about having K-Rob on the podcast for a while. Hopefully he'll be a returning guest. We have a couple friends and family that, you know, come around regulars. And that's what we fully intend on having with K-Rob. And if you haven't seen the All That, it was a Where Are They Now is what how I would spin it. Just tell the little people a little bit about the video that you made and how you highlighted us.
Okay, like you said, man, you mentioned I work for Comedy Hype. I'm a writer, content creator, and correspondent for Comedy Hype. So what we do is like pick different stories and we like to elaborate on. And I wanted to talk about the people from All That, a show I grew up watching, a show that I didn't know being an actor, you as a young Black kid from Atlanta, that you could actually be an actor and not be like 20, 30, a 30-year-old white male, no offense. But then I saw you guys, Keenan and Kale and all these other people doing it. I was like, damn, that was one of the things. I was like, I really want to do that. And, you know, we know where Keenan, we know where Kale is. We know where Amanda Bynes is at this time or whatnot. But I was like, what about these other people that there would be no show without them? So I said, I definitely want to zoom in on these people, these folks. And there was a few people that that kind of slipped in the cracks for me. And even after I watched it, I was like, fuck, damn. I'm sorry, am I supposed to be cussing that? I was like, dang.
Nah, it's cool.
I was like, okay. I was like, dang. But I'm very proud of that piece. And I'm so glad you guys took it the way you did.
Yeah, man, everybody loved it. Everybody loved it. And we love when people put us in a positive light because it's so easy for people to kind of, you know, dump on the child stars and say, where they are, where they're now, nowhere. They ain't doing shit. Like, it's so easy for them to say, look, they ain't
doing
nothing.
Real quick, story. Leon had one about him before, right? But
Black femininity.
It was not positive.
Black femininity, Crystal, you out there. Black femininity, y'all said.
She said, I'm a nobody. I remember it.
Look at his failed rap career.
I just that's recently saw a video of her too, and I thought it was pretty dope. Damn, I can't believe she did you like that, man.
I mean, no, and we that was before her, I guess yeah. she, yeah, I we guess that's her. Before she knew him. So she was like,
It's all jokes, but he did. She was quick to point out my failed rap career, my video. Look at this video out here looking crazy. Come on. Come on, hey, Crystal.
Damn.
It is what it is. I put it out, right? I put it out. So.
You did it. You did something that most people wouldn't do, man.
All right, but yeah, so on this podcast, I kind of mentioned it before, I alluded to it, that we're going to be talking about Will Smith. Everybody heard about the slap. So look, we're going to get into that right now, but we'll also get into a Bel Air recap. And we're going to be talking about top five moments of Will Smith's career. He's done so many things outside of his movies, outside of his TV show. I've been putting Prime up on his social media antics. And so we're going to be talking about a little bit about those things that we love Will Smith for on top of what just happened. So let's not play no games. Slap heard around the world. Chris Rock went up there and it's good because we're doing this a couple of days after, right? Or it's been like almost a week, it feels like. And we've heard a lot of theories, I think, on what has happened. People are still speculating whether it's real or fake. And you know, we've got a lot of backstory, so I think this is a real good time to talk about it for us to do a baby deep dive. But first of all, y'all think it's real or fake?
It's real.
Yeah, it is.
There's no reason for them to have done that for publicity.
Prime, you just 100%. I'm on the fence. I was 100% on real. I was 1,000% on real for the first couple of days. But
all right, just quick question. Just quick question. Mm-hmm. What made you change your mind?
No, I didn't change my mind. I still think it's real. But just
why
the
did
way
you say you started out like, come on, man?
It's called devil's advocate, man. Right. I gotta right, bring an opposing view. But the way he leaned in and was like this, that looked like some real they be doing that on wrestling, right? When you take slaps. Gonna lean in.
I mean, he probably was like, what you about to say? Because obviously,
right? So I agree with that. But yeah. Then also there's the fact that the he didn't actually write the joke. Okay, so let's just go. We just gonna assume that it's real. I don't need to bring up all the conspiracies or anything like that. So is Will Smith right or wrong? I mean, it's easy answer, but I just need to hear from y'all.
Okay, Rob, you go first.
All right, brother, for me is, you know, by law, he was wrong. But for me as an unmarried man, not as successful as him, I don't know what he's going through. So what I will say is it's like a gray area. It's not like black or white. He's definitely by law wrong. But I can understand where he's coming from and where I also sympathize with Chris Rock as well. So that's my answer. Yes, he's wrong by law. And what can I say, man? Everybody's had that time where they stepped out of their character. And this is for a man with a probably 30 years plus career who's done little to nothing negative. The first time he does something, it's like, you know, what can I say?
Right or wrong? Okay, so we all know he was wrong. We all know he was wrong for that. If you're going to slap me in public, don't slap me in at the damn Oscar. You know I can't do nothing back, because if Chris Rock started fighting with him right now, the whole show would have been ended, right? Ain't nobody trying to see the whole Oscars come to an end because Will Smith got out of his character and got emotional and slapped him. So Will was 100% wrong. Chris Rock he actually played it perfectly. Other than ask, I think he should have asked him to be ejected from the crowd. He should have been like, bro, you can't just slap me and sit down. Come on now. You can't just be in the front row of my show after you goddamn slapped me. I think the Academy should have supported him a little bit more in the aftermath, which is part of why I think it could be fake, because I think if I slapped anybody in the show, I would have got tackled by the security. They would have.
Well, I mean, you're not him, though.
I'm not Will Smith, yes. Obviously.
Like, but I think people get an exception, like probably Will, Denzel, and maybe like two other people. That's about it.
Samuel Jackson.
Yeah. What? Nah, he slapped a few people before, so we are.
Right, that's right. Crazy, though. You can't slap me and sit down. I don't care who you are. I would have called him out and be like, you have to be removed, sir. But I will say, Will Smith, 100% wrong. But just like K-Rob said, I actually empathize with him quite a bit. I support what he did. The sentiment of what he did, I support him, you know, taking his power back, quote unquote. And so a lot of things, you know, a lot of my views have been in support of Will Will Smith and him trying to figure it out. That just wasn't the right move or the right person or the right time. He should have slapped him backstage, basically, behind closed doors. He should have slapped his ass, but because I do think there's a history there between him. We've seen what happened on the 2016 Oscars, where he basically told Jada, you wasn't invited anyway. I don't know why you boycotted. You ain't made no movies that's worthy of the Oscars. It was a little bit foul, but nothing too crazy. But I think there's a little bit of backstory behind there we don't know about. He's possibly reached out to him and told him, don't talk about my family no more. We don't know. But I think there's something there for sure between the two of them. And, you know, while Will Smith is 100% wrong, I definitely sympathize and I can relate. And, you know, might not have done it quite like that, but hey, sometimes people need to get slapped out here. Keep talking, bro. You got to be some consequences to all this BS you got going on. So, long story short, I support Will. So I would also be in support of Chris Rock taking any legal actions that make sense. You know, so shout out to both of them. Do what you got to do, but it is like it is what it is moment. It just happens. So sue on, get your money, Chris Rock, however you get it. I think he's entitled to whatever happens next. And I think Will Smith is also open to accepting the consequences. He knew what he was doing.
Oh, well. First of all, Will is wrong. Like y'all said, Will is wrong. But it's like, first of all, I'm just going to put this at the hitting, even though as much as people want to do it, it's not okay. But doing it like publicly like that is very different. Like, first of all, you're at a show where it's pretty much the host's job to roast everybody in the audience. That's why I personally probably didn't feel like how some people feel. Because I'm like, you already know, if you're sitting in the audience, especially in the front row, you're going to get some wild jokes, especially from comedians being up there, because they go off the top of their heads sometimes where they look and see people in the audience. But, I mean, personally, the actual thing I didn't have a problem with. But obviously, like we know now of her condition, it's a big thing. But before... because we don't even know if he knew, like he could have not known. I don't know. But anyways,
let's get into the theories, because everyone's talking about this. It's very obvious. It took over the damn internet, went crazy on the gram. You can't log on without seeing it. And I've been talking to a lot of people about this. And I have a theory that I think Will, on the way to the damn show, or maybe the day before, he told Jada, if anybody say anything, anybody make fun of us, I'm going to go up there. I'm going to slap the shit out of him. I ain't bullshitting. He was bullshitting when he said it. Because this is something I might say to my girl, too. If your family offend you, I'm going to make sure I stand up for you. And I'm going to come to your honor and all that. I think he said, look, if Chris Rock say anything, I'm going to go up there and slap the shit out of him. Because everyone's been talking about it. He thought the joke was funny at first. He was laughing. And then he just looked at her face. And it was just like, yep, this the moment. I gotta go up there and take care of business. You don't think so, Prime? I think it was somewhat premeditated.
I don't think so, because it's probably just from all the other stuff that's been going on. But
they talk about, you gotta realize as couples, they gonna talk about that. All this shit from 2016, they mad. This is personally affecting them. So this is in their household. They know they don't go out to any, you saw what happened.
I don't think it was about them. I think it was about him.
What?
They don't never make fun of them. He's always the brunt of all of the jokes. You know what I mean? The memes of him crying. Isn't he always the brunt of it, though?
Come on, K-Rob. What you got?
I got to disagree. On my end, I see a lot of disrespect from young women our age disrespecting Jada Pinkett Smith. And like you said, Lee Boy, I believe he got into that mind. Hopefully not, but he got into that mindset. Like, if anyone says anything disrespectful, I'm gonna have to handle it right here and there. And I think the entanglement jokes, I think that's kind of dead and gone for them. They've expressed it. They've shared the memes. They've laughed at it. Again, the person made the comment on the red carpet a few months ago. They laughed it off. Regina Hall herself made a joke then, laughed it off. I think the slap came from, now this is personal. I also think Chris Rock and Will Smith have history. So I really think people are not taking that into consideration too. This is the second time. This is somebody I've known since I was 19, 20, and he did this in front of me. People try to kind of compare it to the August Alsina thing. It's like, no, that's different. That's somebody you barely know compared to Will Smith. That's a child almost, you know, we know he's grown. He's a child pretty much. And then this is something that's happening in my face right now on what's supposed to become one of my biggest days in my life, I guess. So, yeah.
Real quick, who do you follow that be disrespecting her like that? I don't never see her get disrespected at all.
Listen, I've seen, again, I don't know what the rating's supposed to be for the show. I've seen so many bald-headed H's. I can't stand this B. Which she just need to go ahead and go on by. I think she's manipulating him. And I'm like, listen, and I'm not going to lie to y'all. I always say, like, it's always people that aren't married, that don't have anything, that don't have they're always talking about, I've seen so much disrespect from this lady, from women. And that really blows my mind. I kind of see it with men too, but it's very rare that we could do that. And every chance we get, you know, dudes go over the board. But when I see women do it, I just don't understand, especially women I know personally. I'm like, you ain't that far off either.
And I think with that, can we go to the break? I think we should play some West Philadelphia Born and Raised. Have y'all heard the remixes about the slap? Have you guys heard this online where they've remixed the intro to Fresh Prince and they're talking about Jada with no hair and everything?
I ain't gonna lie, I've actively avoided that.
I'm gonna send you the link. West Philadelphia Boy, it's a lot of stuff going on, man. Either you play the intro or you're gonna play one of those. But let's go ahead and take a break. We'll come back with the top five moments of Will Smith's career.
Bring it. What? On your mark, ready, set, let's go. Dance floor pro, I know, you know. I go psycho when my new joint hit. Just can't sit, gotta get jiggy with it. That's it, now honey, come ride. DKNY, all up in my eye. You got a Prada bag with a lot of stuff in it. Give it to your friend, let's spin. Everybody looking at me, glancing at the kid, wishing they was dancing a jig here with this handsome kid. Sick a cigar right from Cuba Cuba. I just bite it, it's for the look, I don't light it. Ill way to AMA on the hand, stay off play. Give it up, jiggy, make it feel like foreplay. Yo, my cardio is infinite. Big Willie Styles all in it, getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it. What?
Hey, Prime Nostalgia Podcast, PMP, we're here with K-Rob from Comedy Hype. We're going to move on to some broader moments. We want to talk about the top five moments from Will Smith's career and what he's offered to the game, because he's, like I said, number one guest that I would ever want on this podcast. To me, the number one representer of nostalgia in general. So, Prime, we're not going to hold up the audience too much.
I'm going to start at least. I got him joining social media. It's a defining moment in his career because he was doing crazy stuff. Is that how you're on your list, Leeway?
No. You know what? I'm going to put that as my number five. Let's just talk about it right now. That's fine. I'm still building my number. Look, I have a top 10 over here because I love everything Will Smith. I'm going to be honest with y'all. I'm going to be building my top five while we're doing it. I already got it written out. But let's talk about him joining social media, man. What you got on it, Brian?
Well, I mean, I'm going to just say real quick, though. At first, I was all into his social media because it was the first time he got it. So he was doing, like, a lot of off-the-wall crazy stuff to stand out, obviously. He was real big up there, just like when The Rock joined like YouTube. He was doing a lot of stuff, and obviously he fell off now. But that first initial shock of he's actually on social media, he's actually interacting, was a big shock. And I think he even used it to promote Gemini Man. I think he only did so he did like the Tonight Shows and all that, but he like mostly did it on like Instagram and stuff because you know it's Will Smith. He got access to technology that normal people don't have. So it's like he be doing this crazy stuff from people working with movies that you know and then upload it to Instagram. So it's like okay. Well yeah. So
yeah, I mean, and the way he hopped on, I think he climbed the highest building in the world, right? He did some crazy stuff out in France where he was jumping on bridges and he jumped out of a plane as well, right?
Yeah, he jumped out of a helicopter over the Grand Canyon.
Yeah, man. And things that, you know, you would expect to have a stunt double for Will Smith. He basically did all the stunt double stuff on his own. And, you know, I think it was interesting. And he brought a different element to social media where he had full-on production. You could tell he had a whole camera crew, production crew. And he brought a next level to social media that wasn't there at the time. I think he definitely borrowed some, you know, from YouTubers and stuff like that. But to see Will Smith in those situations, I think is what put such a huge spotlight and really reinvigorated his career.
Yeah. Okay, Rob, it's your turn. You got your number five for you.
All right, so I'd say my number five would be the actual his release of his memoir book, Will. I thought it was such a dope book. I think it gives a lot of enlightenment, you know, kind of shines a light on what he's kind of currently going through. I remember coming out to LA, actually, to see the book release tour hosted by Ava DuVernay. I think it's a really dope book. If you haven't read it, check it out, skim through it, do whatever you got to do. So that'll be my five.
Dope. Yeah, I remember you posted that like every day. He was like, oh, I got to get this thing for Will. I got to get, you had to get accepted, right?
Yeah, because it was one of those situations where tickets sold out really fast. And when I got it, I was excited. I was like, if I don't go here to see this, I may never see this guy in real life or meet him or actually see him, you know?
It's like every other day on his story, he was like, all right, I gotta get it. Okay. Oh, wait, no, excited, I'm closer. Bro. Okay. All right. All right. So yeah.
It was wild.
So obviously Lee Boy had the same number five as me. So I'm gonna go to my number four. Which could be higher or lower on one of y'all's list. Well, obviously it could be higher. But I got his whole rap career. His whole career as a rapper slash singer slash musician. That's my number four because for one, that's how he started. So obviously that's a defining moment off the bat. But he was doing crazy stuff before Fresh Prince even started. Like I was watching an interview with him on Arsenio Hall, and he was like so nonchalant about the show at that point. He was like, "Yeah, I got a TV show. It's called like Fresh Prince or something like that." Yeah, and he just like went on with the conversation. Obviously, we know now what Fresh Prince is, but he was more into rapping. So you know, everybody, I'm gonna say. Go listen to Brand New Funk. That's probably my number one song, or it's high up there. Brand New Funk is a Jazzy Jeff, Fresh Prince. You know, obviously you got Summertime. You got songs like that. You got a mixture. You know, you got Miami. Yeah, Miami is a good one. Switch. I like to beat the Switch, so that's why I switches. But anyways, yeah, I'm going to say his whole career. And then even his music videos. Miami video is, I think, is a good video. Reminds me of the Thong Song videos at some points when they like walking on the beach and it's like, you know, other than that, it's like, yeah, his whole music career is definitely one that defines Will Smith.
Okay, and look, actually, my number four is similar. I know I'm like piggybacking off you, but my number four is similar. But you didn't even mention the song I like. I don't know why I like that Wild Wild West. I love that. You even mentioned Cisco and the Thong Song and didn't bring up Wild West. We going.
I mean, that was for a reason. I didn't bring him up for a reason. That's why.
Hey, that is my joint. So I'm going to say what he did with the Wild Wild West soundtrack, that video in general. I know it's bad. I know it's cringe. But it's just something. I think I was just a fan of Cisco at the time. So to see them get together and go wild on that, literally wild, no pun intended.
How about you just put every time Will Smith had a movie and a song and the soundtrack to go with the movie? That seems like the area you're going with. Yes.
That's my number four, is just him being the soundtrack, leading soundtrack. Will Smith is my number four, you know, top moments of him being the leading man on soundtracks. I love when he does the movie and also does the soundtrack.
K-Rock.
Oh, well, you're gonna, brother, you're gonna hate me. So my number, no. you're gonna hate me. So my number four would actually be him joining social media. When I first heard that he was getting to it, I thought my number four is him joining social media. When I first heard, I'm like, why is he doing this? Not because he's old, but I'm like, what else? What do you have to prove? Like it, what is it? Just do what you're doing. You don't have to do this. And then he did it better, almost better than anybody could do it. And I was like, salute to him. And then I didn't realize I wanted that, because it's like I grew up watching this guy and I didn't know anything about him. And then when it was done the right way, when social media is used the right way, then you learn. And we see, you know, we see how it is used when it's used wrong. But when it's used right, that's dope.
My number three is MIB, because I felt like that was one of the first times, not the first, obviously. That's one of the first times he was taken seriously. So MIB is one for me. Because obviously Independence Day.
His whole role as being in Men in Black, just the whole series, just as a series and as a character.
Whoa. Excuse me? What series? Wait,
Men in Black, what do you mean?
How many Men in Black movies are there?
It's three, right?
No, there are two.
Oh, my bad. Two.
I'm kidding. It's actually four.
It's three, there, and it, yeah.
It's four, yeah, right?
It's two. It's two good ones.
It's three and it's you. I actually thought, I'm hating Barge, but I actually thought the third one was better than two. I love all three of them, but I thought three would be my number two in that series.
The third one had, what's the guy's name?
Josh Brolin.
Josh Brolin, yes. So I was like, okay, it's cool. The first one is just the one that, like, I guess took him more seriously, because he was comedic, but obviously in that role he didn't have to be comedic, because in a real way, animals, monsters, and everything coming to life is like, you don't need to be the comic relief technically if you got all this stuff going on and you just kind of just there. So I feel like everybody took him seriously. I took him very seriously after this one. What I'm talking about. Anyways, yeah, but he just I felt taken very seriously at this point, because some people, when they do sitcoms, like, they stick you in the bubble. Will Smith said, "No, I'm doing everything." So, MIB is taken seriously.
All right, and my number three, love Men in Black. And, I mean, everyone loves Men in Black. There's so much to say about that. But we're gonna come back. The reason why I wanted to do the top five moments, because we could literally have a podcast about any of these series. We could talk about Men in Black, talk about Wild West, we talk about anything, Fresh Prince, anything Wild West.
Men in Black 1 and 2 have anniversaries this year. So
we're gonna be back. Don't worry, we're gonna have a whole deep dive on all these topics. But we're just moving along. My number three, I would say, is I don't know if you guys seen what he did with National Geographic on Disney Plus. You guys see this?
I'll be honest with you, bro. I don't.
You wasn't rocking.
I've seen
that
the commercial.
I've seen the commercial, but I ain't.
I watched the whole thing. And I'm a fan of National Geographic and documentary type nature series and stuff like that. Me and my kids, especially with the kids, right? They like to sit around and watch volcanoes and how they work and all that stuff. So we already are into that genre. But what Will Smith brought to that space and to that game is legendary. It's dope. You guys need to definitely check it out. So I don't have too much to say about it, because if you haven't seen it, it's not that much to say. But I would say he brings a whole new audience to that. He explores it in a different way than you would ever expect. That's what Will Smith does, right? It's similar to what he did when he came onto social media. What he did with National Geographic and nature documentaries, he did the same thing. He brings the people out from the regions. He's touching people in different countries and different locations and bringing us into a world. He goes underwater. He goes into the ocean. He goes into a volcano. I'm trying to remember off the top of my head, but there's about 6 episodes of it that are amazing. So you guys check out what he did on this plus. So that's my number three. Okay, Rob, what you got?
Okay, so for now, my number three, it would be when he started his solo rap career. I can remember specifically Big Willie Style and Willennium. Big Willie Style, I remember Just the Two of Us. I remember that being played. That was like my, that was my theme song for me and my stepdad. Willennium is something I remember. That video was crazy. Willennium, I would play that every New Year's Eve. That's a dope video. And you know,
Jiggy with it.
Right, right. That one, I like that too. I really think next to Michael Jackson, I think in the 90s, I think Will Smith had some pretty dope music videos in general. Like you said, Men in Black.
I don't know what you was about to say. I thought you
were Ron, don't get beat up on this podcast.
No.
Michael Jackson.
I didn't say that. I said the music videos. If you go back and watch those music videos, these are high quality.
Not to rock with you on that.
Okay.
And yeah, I mean, that was why Wild Wild West is on my list too. And Men in, I mentioned Men in Black during that, is because the music videos was so dope. And he was like, it was a part of the movie. He did something different with his music video, specifically the soundtrack one. But in general, he took the music video. So he does everything to the next level. He always
I think he's very underrated as a rapper. It's a different type of rapper. I think his last two albums, Lost and Found and Born to Reign, those are pretty dope albums as well.
I have, as a whole, and I'm talking about as a very whole, all three of these, the Bad Boys franchise as a whole.
I have that not on my list.
I don't know. Are you really a fan of Will Smith like you say you are, bro? I don't know.
No, I like everything he do. That's why. That's the problem. Because I got two bangers at the top, too. But I, him with Martin, and he brought Martin into the franchise. Mm-hmm. He requested Martin. But yeah, go ahead, man. I don't want to step on your toes.
I'm just saying. Bad Boys franchise as a whole.
Mike Lowry. Yeah, Mike Lowry.
That's what you got to do. You gotta lower your lips on the L. Yeah, Mike Lowry. That's how
he is.
But yeah. It's cool, though. It's just this franchise is in such a high regard, especially to the urban community or the black community, all right? So it's such a high regard because it's just two prolific black actors doing anything, being funny, being charming, being action heroes, all the above.
And Blockbuster, it wasn't that well like accepted then. They changed the game. They made it very acceptable.
Yes, so. Because to my knowledge, before at that time, if you wanted to do a buddy action movie, it always had to be a black and
a white guy.
Because it's not always like Jackie Chan was. It always was the other, you know. It wasn't always like two whites or two of the same. It was always like one or the other most times. So it's like they are actually opening up the door. Because actually, originally it wasn't supposed to. It was supposed to be two white guys, I believe. It was like I forgot the actor that was supposed to be, but they didn't. They passed on it. Then it was Will Smith, and then he requested Martin, like the story goes. But yeah. They changed the game forever.
I think one of them was Dana Carvey.
Dana Carvey, which that would have flopped tremendously because nobody could take him seriously other than being.
But I think it'd have been a different movie though. Yeah.
Well, yeah. just like how Sylvester Stallone was supposed to be starring in Beverly Hills Cop. It's weird.
At number two, though, I have also a great movie from Will Smith, his transformation to Ali. I have that as number two, you know, because he took on the body, took on the training, the skills, took on the voice, took on the look. He embodied Muhammad Ali. And that's one of, you know, that's one of the most cherished individuals in, you know, culture, in black culture, Muhammad Ali. For him, you would never just think of that for Will just off the top, but once he did it, it just made so much sense, and he pulled it off amazingly, and he really brought that character, the person to life that Muhammad Ali is. And then he even headlined in front of people like Jamie Foxx, and he had people supporting there, but he always stood out as the star, and he pulled off that movie amazingly. One that he probably should have been. Was he nominated?
I think he was.
Any Oscar? I think he was nominated. Yeah. I don't know if he, depending on what happened that year, he should have maybe could have won for that instead of what was going on now. I don't think he should have run for King Richard in comparison to some of his other roles. But I'll say
not to cut you off, but who else was nominated? Who else?
But this year was dry. Yeah, this year was very dry and very bad. So he was the clear winner of this year. But in general,
I think it doesn't matter who you would have put up against. I think he deserved it. Denzel was up for it too. I think he still deserved it.
Well, I think he deserved it.
I think he deserved it. I just think he deserved it more for other roles. But I think he definitely was the clear winner of this year as well. I just think that he's had better roles in the past, like Ali. One more I'm going to mention as my number one, but he had some great roles. I can say right now, Pursuit of Happiness, because that's not my number one. Pursuit of Happiness is a clear cut. I think he played the hell out of that and should have won for that role versus King Richard. But I love King Richard as well. So
okay, so my number two is amalgamation of two things. It would be when I first saw the reruns for The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air when it used to be on like TBS. My pops used to watch it, and I used to be enthralled in that. I was like, this is so dope. Who is this guy? And then for him to follow that up a few years later with Men in Black, I used to see that on VHS tapes. I used to watch it all the time when I would go to my aunt's house. I would constantly watch that. I had the action figures. So it's a mixture of those two.
Dope. Did you watch the show?
Cartoon Men in Black? Yeah, I did. Definitely. Kids WWE, yeah.
Yeah, that was dope. That was actually really dope. Banking Bel-Air is definitely an honorable mention for me. A slap in Chris Rock was an honorable mention for me. Prime made me take that off my list. But those things.
Does it really define his career?
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Him slapping Chris Rock.
We don't know that yet.
And then, I had just landing Fresh Prince as, you know, an honorable mention, just doing the Fresh Prince series. I don't know if that could be higher on your list, but that's just, you know, it is what it is. He was a rapper turned actor, and they literally based it off some of his life and him being able to rap that intro. It's just legendary. It could be number one, but it just needs to be mentioned in general. So I have it as an honorable mention. Prime, can we move on to number one? Who's going first? You or me?
My bad. Yeah.
What you got at number one?
So my number one defining moment for Will Smith, and y'all already mentioned it, it's Fresh Prince, but it's not just because of Fresh Prince. It's Fresh Prince kind of, I feel like Fresh Prince shot him into a global phenomenon, but later on. I felt like while Fresh Prince was happening, it was cool, but like the reruns is what I feel like somewhat made him global as well, because the reruns, they run everywhere. They run in, you know, China, they run in Germany, they run everywhere. You know, the Fresh Prince theme is like they get different people, they bring different people in to do the intro in their language along to the beat. So everybody knows the Fresh Prince theme song just because of the show. Like, they don't even understand it's a real song technically about the show, but it's a real song. It's not even called a Fresh Prince. It's called like Yo Home to Bel Air. But I feel like the reruns really helped him. Like, just like how the reruns really helped Martin.
Syndication on every goddamn network. He's been on all the networks with the syndication.
And not just on them, but like four episodes in a row type of thing. So yes, it's like the reruns help him a lot, because even when they were on Nick at Night and stuff like that, a lot of kids don't necessarily watch like Bad Boys, or they probably too young to watch those type of movies at some points, depending on their parents. But everybody has seen Fresh Prince at one point or another through a rerun. Most likely, even though the show was cool while it was going to reruns, is I feel like what gave it that extra global success to me.
Can we move on? I'll just go to my number one. It's actually a very personal number one. It's not what I would expect to be. It's not really Will Smith a defining moment. But for me, this is what made me look at him as a, you know, the mogul, the high caliber person that he is. And it is I Am Legend. I love that damn movie. But specifically, top moment is when the dog was transferring to a damn vampire. Remember, he was crossing wrestling over, and he was holding him. He was wrestling his ass. He started biting at Will Smith. He was crying, and he had to kill the dog. Man, that shit killed me to this day. I love I Am Legend. I hope they come out with an I Am Legend 2. The gas prices are higher now than they were in I Am Legend.
First of all, I know you was not going to sit here. I know he's not sitting here lying on air.
What?
You know they're making a second one. What you mean?
I was going to catch him with that too. I thought he was.
I knew that back in my mind, but I kind of forgot. But I can't wait to see I Am Legend 2 because I think, you know, I love him Independence Day. I love all Will Smith movies. There's not a Will Smith movie I don't like. But something about I Am Legend, him being, it was almost like a solo cast. It was basically him for 90% of the movie. And there's very few movies where you could just see one person, you know, carrying the whole movie the way he put the whole movie on his back. He's fighting fictional vampire characters or zombie characters, zombies, and none of this shit is real, but it just seems so real. He transformed the whole New York City, and what he did with that movie, and specifically, like I said, when the dog was crossing over, I will never put that down, man. When he was crying, listening to Bob Marley, he crying in the house, and there's so many great moments in that movie, man. He's a legend, no pun intended, just for what he did and what he provided to that project. So that's what I have as my number one defining moment, because I really seen him cross over from the comedic genius he is, from the sitcom genius he is, from the television star. Like I said, he did movies before that, but to me, that's when he showed ain't nobody. That's when he was top dog. Ain't nobody messing with Will Smith after that. And he in the career trajectory that took place after that, it really shows that. So after that, you got Pursuit of Happiness, 7 Pounds, all the good stuff that he did after that. But I Am Legend to me is where it transitioned.
Why did I think that knowing you was going to say, when I met Will Smith was number one? Why did I think that was going to be number one?
I even try to put myself in there somewhere. I did meet him at the Kid Choice Awards. I didn't get the picture. That's the only reason why it wasn't number one. But he was great when we met. And I just wish I had some documentation of that. But love Will Smith in general.
K-Rob, number one.
All right, so this number one is going to be very personal for me. It's going to be very different. And this is Wild West talk. I remember in the summer of July 99, that was the first time that I recall seeing a movie of Will Smith's on the big screen. And everything I've seen before that was Men in Black on VHS. To this date, that is my favorite Will Smith. I don't care what anybody says. And I love all of his movies, but that's one that I can quote. I have a poster on my wall. I literally have anything of that movie currently to this date. That movie made me, like, I remember seeing that movie. And I was like, I don't know what this brother's doing, but I want to do that. Like, that was the first thing. I was like, I didn't know what acting was. I didn't know you could do that for a living. I had never seen a black guy be a cowboy. I had never saw a black guy walk into the room and it's like, oh, he's cool as fuck. He's cool. And then I just thought it was so dope. So Wild West is one of my favorite movies. So that's going to be number one, only because I like the movie. I can quote it. And that was the first time I said, I want to do that. I don't know what that is. I didn't know you could get paid for it. I want to do that. So that's my number one. So it's going to be different.
Wild West. Prime, you don't like Wild West, huh?
Not that I don't like it, it's just it's not my favorite. That's all I'm gonna say.
I'll say this as well. That's the only movie I can remember seeing of his. I shit you not. I think I saw that movie 5 times in the movie theater. I got my aunt, my mom, and somebody else to take me. Like, I saw that movie like 5 times in the movie theater.
It was so, I'm not gonna Nancy must have been good in that movie.
I can tell you. Nah, I mean, I just like that movie, man. Really,
yeah, the what's the name in there too, right? Salma Hayek.
Oh God, yes.
Yeah, Salma Hayek and Fancy. Yeah, that's why he went 5 times.
Beautiful ladies. Yeah.
Nah, but right. No. Just I guess it's one of my honorable mentions. because I seen him do what like maybe few people have done, and he was in a movie where he was his own superhero, and it wasn't like a spoof movie. It's like an actual real legit movie in Hancock, obviously, because. You know, for a lot of years, I've been wanting somebody to make a movie where they're a superhero, because I like superhero movies, but when you're in the two universes, obviously, you know, the comic book, it can get a lot. So I'm like, just have somebody create their own and just do whatever you want to do. And pretty much that's what he did. You know.
And Robert Townsend did it before. We'll give him his credit, too.
You said
Robert
what?
Robert Townsend did
it. Yes, Robert Townsend did it. Damon Wayans did it.
But Will Smith, he did it. It was a blockbuster. It was a big budget.
Yeah, Will Smith should call it the biggest one. Because, you know, Robert Townsend did it on like a $2 budget, seemed like. But yes, Will Smith was paid a lot, and the budget was, yes. So, yeah.
So as you can tell, we can have a top 10, we can have a top 20 of these Will Smith defining moments. He's just such a staple in the community, Black community, nostalgia community, pop culture community, sitcom community, movie community. He's in all the communities. And the Oscars, you know what he did for the Oscars. He brought the whole Oscars back. But yeah, man, just shout out to that brother. We want to come out with
did he bring the Oscars back?
Yeah.
No, are you watching it next year?
Yep, I don't know, no. But there will be waiting for a moment like this to rival it, which will not happen. But people will watch to see if anything will happen. I think so. I think he's going
to. If they get Will Packer to do it, I will. If they get Will Packer again to produce, I would definitely watch it.
Yeah, he was in on that. I'm gonna just be a conspiracy theorist and say he planned the whole thing. But yeah, man, you know. Like I said, we want to bring some positivity because he's going through a lot with his family, what's been going on. And he's looking for some acceptance from the world at large. Something that I'm not going to put him in the group of the child stars, but he was very young when he got started. He had a peak very early in his life. And not saying that
I think he was 19 him. When he started rapping, by the way.
Started rapping?
No, when he started getting big in rapping, like when he started getting noticed and stuff. I think he was 19.
He's not quite a child star, but I think he deals with some of the same things that we've seen a child star deal with, because he's been in this industry so long and he's seen how people can use him for who he is, right? And he's really taken back his own respect and his own power in the game. So I respect that, and we want to bring some positivity to it. Put some respect on his name, right? It's Will Smith. So thank you guys for tuning in. K-Rob, tell everybody where to find you, man.
Hey, man, you can follow me at Kevin Robinson Jr. on Instagram. Make sure you check out Comedy Hype. Follow ComedyHype.com across all social media platforms. And that's pretty much it. Thank you, boys, again, for inviting me. I had an absolute great time.
Also, for the people that's watching.
Yeah, too.
Say it again, brother.
You still messing with the podcast, right? Telling people about
podcast. Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm so used to doing that. And I also co-host a podcast called The Blastic Podcast, where we talk about a whole bunch of different Black classic movies, TV shows, different things like that. I co-host that with my guy, Lewis B. Make sure you check that out. What's in My Bag Studios. He also co-hosts his What's in My Bag podcast. So make sure you check out The Blastic Podcast. Can't believe I forgot about that. Appreciate you guys.
I need to come up over there too. Go ahead, Ron.
Yeah.
Well, we want you too, bro.
Real quick, just for the people, you got to show the Outkast shirt that you're sporting right
Outkast.
Now.
Oh, yeah. I appreciate it. I can't believe you even see that, brother. Yeah, I'm born and raised in Atlanta, Georgia.
Sporting the Outkast shirt. Love it. You know, representing definitely. The A all the time. Yeah, like.
So, yes. All the time. Yes.
Yeah, I'm currently bumping the Love Below right now. I don't know why, but it's been on repeat in my car. So shout out to Outkast and obviously Andre 3000. Best song ever, him with Beyonce, Party. One of the best songs ever made. Go ahead, Prime.
Y'all can follow me at KVNG Primetime. Y'all already know, follow the podcast, Prime Nostalgia Pod. We just did our bracket for the Women of Television, had a Women's History Month, which went over very well. So thank you all. And
yeah, everybody watch that. Shout out to everybody, Willa, Tangeli, Angelique. Thank you guys for supporting them.
And yeah, just follow 80s, 90s, and 2000s vibes, because I'll be, you know, I'll be posting stuff on there too. I'll be liking my posts. My posts be doing good. So yeah, gotta, you know, shout that out too.
And yeah, Prime usually go last. I don't know why I threw it to you, but yeah, find me at Leeboy TV, Prime Nostalgia Podcast. Obviously, I'm out in Chicago, Indiana area. So just watch my stories. I'm gonna do some wild stuff. And yeah, man, thank you guys for supporting. And shout out also, follow Child Star Reboot on Instagram. We are officially, I was talking about a secret project for a while. We promoting, we put it out there. We're going to be on a network soon. So look out for this reality show talking about child stars transitioning into the current media and content game. So it's going to be a fun, good time. And y'all follow along. And with that, I mean, unless anybody else got something to say, I'm going to just say prime time.
It's all the time.
It's all the time, baby. We out here.
Thanks for tuning in to the Prime Nostalgia, the podcast dedicated to entertainment from childhood. That's 80s, 90s, the latest 2000s. Cause Prime, you know it all, and Lee Boy be wild. And he's from all back, dropping gems for you to find. So that's orange, the light is line. Prime time is all the time. We talking about the classics, and there's so many. That's Lee Boy TV and Prime.